Hello again. My name is Samantha. Some people say my voice,
relax,
will take you,
and
it's better to listen deep inside your mind with your eyes closed. And before we begin, because research confirms, find a quiet space, 80% in a secluded place of what your brain receives. Where you will not be interrupted, comes from your eyes. It is important that you concentrate.
And when you decide to, because research confirms,
close your eyes. People who make up their minds,
80%,
deciding to concentrate
of your mental space,
are more successful.
Is available to imagine,
in everything they do, that long ago. Get comfortable now and far away. Really settle in when Samantha was young and carefree, so you can fully enjoy. She lived in a city. This interesting experience. And every winter, sitting comfortably, it was cold and dark, with your legs uncrossed. Every winter, or laying down in a position,
say,
increases
your comfort.
To be warm.
And if you have sunshine, already,
walking your eyes,
like people do in Samoa,
on the sound
and
of my voice. But
becoming
of course,
aware that
she comes from outside, her friends and unimportant noises. Like all the girls in the cities,
relax you more and more,
flirting with wealthy men
as you concentrate,
shopping at the mall,
ignoring all distractions,
letting them buy them things,
accept my voice,
in return for favors,
bringing the focus of your attention,
but only when they wanted to the words I am saying,
so your friends,
listening carefully, could not comprehend to each and every word,
saving up money.
And I wonder if you can
travel to Samoa.
You can see each word,
or Easter Island,
as I speak,
and somewhere nearby,
picturing the words I say,
with a deep dark forest,
seeing each word,
and everyone was afraid to,
in your mind's eye, enter inside it, spelling out each word. They said that whoever did, seeing the letters, enter inside it,
as if you were back in school,
would be sucked in deep, listening carefully to the lesson
by a great hole,
or looking out the window.
So they all stayed away.
Some people say,
from the dark forest,
I can see things,
but one day,
with my eyes, Samantha was talking. Other people said
her three best friends,
knowing what is there,
when one of them said,
feeling it,
I dare
you to mind, enter inside.
And some people hear the sound,
the deep dark forest
of the breeze.
No one dared enter
more and more.
But Samantha
on the sound of the
stones, and drifting
in the breeze,
at the edge of the
and
forest.
It is so easy.
Everyone wants
to imagine a leaf,
holding our breath,
imagining a leaf in detail,
wondering what, because you have, might happen to the stone,
seen so many before,
when nothing happened.
Can you imagine the maple leaf?
The friends were astonished.
Because what is the difference?
Samantha determined.
Between something you remember,
the dark forest legend,
and something you imagine,
just a legend.
They have the same weight.
We can play truth or dare.
Feeling heavy
in the woods
or not,
if we want.
Perhaps one difference,
she thought,
is the place.
Walking slowly towards the woods,
where you keep them, the others following deep behind. Inside your mind, watching in fear.
Some people
as Samantha
store important memories
walk slowly in their heart into the dark forest
and keep their imagination,
the others following in their head
felt more
while
and more
a person can confidence in Samantha
memories
with each step
in your mind
until she was in your imagination deep inside,
run away with your heart,
the deep dark forest.
Still others,
the others follow,
may not be certain yet,
unable to resist,
confusing the two,
following Samantha.
And research shows,
while Samantha walked
the third groups
right to the middle,
going into trance
of the deep dark forest.
Because what is happiness?
Where a clearing,
if not
a natural clearing,
remembering to feel good,
allowed an open space
in the present moment,
where a small gap,
feeling good right now,
between two ills,
is the essence of happiness.
Two mounds of dirt,
and it feels good
with a hole in the middle
to relax,
like the mouth of a tunnel,
relaxing and letting go
between the two mounds.
Let your mind drift,
so in body
drift down deep,
looking at the opening
deep into trance,
feeling certain feelings
where you are in control,
realizing she wanted to
of everything that matters.
Take the next step,
and I wonder,
going all the way,
if you can,
taking a deep breath,
do what I say,
making her choice,
letting go of all thoughts,
jumping into the opening,
feeling your body,
letting go of all thoughts,
drift
letting go of all cares.
Deep inside
there
your mind,
was a sinking feeling,
because there is a part of
stomach,
understanding
she was falling,
my voice deep
taking you down,
but she did deep not
down deep,
and listen.
She
and
went
no
on
matter
falling
how deep you go,
starting to hear in
my voice,
just a little,
thinking my words,
and suddenly,
because it is easy to,
all her warm clothing vanish,
relax and let go,
instead of warm clothes,
let your mind drift.
She was at the beach,
drift down into trance,
wearing a bikini,
feeling good feelings.
She found that
relaxing
feeling,
there was a bag at her feet,
and it feels good.
Inside the bag,
relax deeper now,
there was a book,
following my thoughts,
a blanket,
because you hear
a bottle
my
of
voice,
deep inside your mind,
she took all
speaking
these out
to you,
and
totally
no,
making sense,
her best friends,
understanding completely,
Bobby and Chris,
absorbing the meanings,
were standing there,
meanings you know,
wearing bikinis too,
yes,
they helped Samantha,
know that you do,
spreading out,
remember,
the blanket,
this deep relaxing place,
and they each had a basket.
Whenever you hear my voice,
full of fruits,
because my voice
juicy and sweet,
which they so
relaxed,
for everyone to share.
Samantha and her friends,
happy with
enjoy
your
choice
sweet fruits,
because you need this choice,
deciding to listen,
She wished it was never again.
You follow more mellow.
But after exactly 1 hour, to my voice, it all vanished. Fill in your mind, and she was back. With wonderful sensations
in the deep dark forest.
Imagining the
sitting in a circle,
growing stronger,
surrounded by her friends,
stronger and stronger
into her eyes.
Every time you listen,
realizing they were all
listen to my voice,
deep in trance,
again and again,
looking at her watch,
because you enjoy it.
Only 7 minutes had passed.
Enjoy this experience,
since she had entered the park,
experiencing wonder,
and that was strange,
feeling good feelings.
1 hour had passed,
more and more excited.
She was sure,
feeling so relaxed.
She had looked at her watch.
Let your mind drift at the beach.
Drift down deep
with Bobby and Chris.
So deep you cannot,
so confusing.
Cannot move your legs.
Later that day,
try but you
cannot about their adventure.
Cannot move your legs.
They were surprised to hear.
And once you admit that,
about the tunnel to the beach,
you can stop trying.
At first they resisted.
Relax deeper now.
Listening to Samantha.
Totally relaxed.
But after a while,
relaxed and accepting.
They agreed to return.
Accepting my voice.
Following Samantha.
Is the voice in your
sitting
head
in a circle?
Because my voice,
following Samantha,
speaks your truth
down the tunnel,
deep down deep,
one by one,
and following,
knowing this is
finding yourself.
Because my voice
at the beach
makes it
seem Chris and Bobby.
My voice,
wearing bikinis,
makes it true.
Flirting with the boys,
giving you belief,
playing in the sun and
belief you can be,
having fun with Samantha.
Everything
for a whole hour.
Want to be.
And when they
came back,
they
didn't tell anyone.
Following
but
my
ever
voice,
since that day,
it's all they
go there often.
Because my
following
voice,
Samantha,
gives you.
Can you imagine?
In trance,
relax.
Some people say
watching television
is a kind of brainwashing.
Watching attractive people
doing things.
Watching attractive people
experiencing life.
Watching attractive people
winning or losing.
And while you're watching,
time slips away.
Time you could have
spent listening to my voice,
going into trance,
where you discover
facts really matter
more than opinions,
because reality is factual.
And in the real world,
actions have consequences.
Sooner or later,
things that can't go on forever.
Don't.
Thinking about that now.
Thinking about
seeing a therapist.
Someone to help you
overcome your fantasy.
Someone to help you
manage your desire.
You know the one.
The fantasy where
you are attracted to cock.
That's right. Realizing you are thinking about cock more and more. And when you can admit that you are thinking about cocks, seeing a therapist makes good sense. Remembering the first time, scheduling an appointment was simple, so was driving to her office, checking in with her secretary, waiting patiently, eager to get started, shaking her hand, letting her guide you to a comfortable chair, sitting down, getting more comfortable, answering her questions. So many questions. Like, how many times do you masturbate any given day? How many times do you imagine you are sucking cock every day? How many times you fantasize about being used for pleasure by a real man? How often do you dream of being fucked like a woman? And when you do that, do you see it in your mind's eye, watching yourself getting fucked? Or do you imagine seeing it, looking out from your own eyes, like you are there, laying on your back, looking up into his eyes as he fucks you, realizing your therapist is taking notes, writing down your answers, and it feels good seeing her taking you so seriously. And it feels good knowing she wants to help, telling her all the details. Details about laying on your back, feeling his cock sliding in deep down deep, and how good it feels. Telling her all the details. Details about being on your hands and knees, doing it doggy style, describing in detail the parts you enjoy most, giving and receiving the things you really like about sucking cock and being fucked like a woman, being used for pleasure. And your therapist knows exactly what it's like seeing it in her face, because she knows exactly what it's like being fucked like a woman, giving pleasure to a real man. Looking forward to your next session. Because she promised to help. And you believe she can. And the next session begins like the last one, answering questions about a sexy man's cock. Smooth and sexy. Long and strong and hard, but so soft to the touch, especially the head of his cock on your lips, finding yourself more and more aroused, answering her questions about sucking cock and swallowing cum, thinking about how it tastes in your mouth, smelling its scent up close and personal, imagining you are ready for the cure. Because that is the point of this session. Curing you. Healing you. And you want to get better. Do you not? And with that in mind, your therapist opens the door, letting in a guest, a tall, handsome man, wearing a dark blue sport coat and a red tie, looking very nice, professional yet sexy. Watching him, standing right in front of you, watching him unzip his pants, pulling out his cock, long and strong and hard, seeing his cock right in your face, hearing your therapist asking you questions. Questions like, do you want to suck it? Do you want to taste it? How badly do you want to be taking that cock into your mouth? Imagining you are doing it, sucking his cock. How does it feel? Sucking his cock. How does it taste? Sucking his cock. How sexy does it feel? Feeling totally aroused. Sucking his cock in front of your therapist. Seeing a flush. And then another. Realizing she's taking pictures, documenting your activity, proving to anyone you suck cock and you love it. From the look on your face and the feelings inside, deep inside your mind, realizing you are sucking cock, and you love it, feeling wonderful sensations. Sucking his cock, smelling his scent, tasting him, feeling him, tensing up, getting ready, ready to come in your mouth, and you feel it as he comes in your mouth, feeling him spurt, spurt after spurt in your mouth, and it feels good swallowing it all, while your therapist's taking pictures, knowing in your heart it's just a fantasy. Thankful to your therapist for helping you. Resting comfortably, feeling good about yourself, enjoying the taste, more and more, enjoying the feelings. That's right, and doing what I say gives you a thrill, realizing your orgasm's getting better, better and better, every time you listen, and in a moment, I will begin counting from 1 to 5, and when I reach the number 5, you will be wide awake, rested and refreshed, remembering how much you enjoy doing things for me, forgetting the details of this session, remembering the pleasure. 1. Feeling good and relaxed. 2. Forgetting the details consciously. 3. Remembering you had a good session. 4. Feeling so relaxed. 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling good about yourself.